would you like to party?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:30 for your chance to get a pair of tickets to see the Pats Dolphins on Sunday. All right, Rich. Kyrie Irving has got a friend's tattoo, and he is had a controversial offseason, even though I don't know if he's in anything controversial. But there, you guys were out at Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an opportunity to talk to the gentleman.
We did. And there was, and as I was saying yesterday, there was an air of confidence around this team, or just comfortability, that was opposed to last year when Kyrie came in and he had just gotten traded and he knew that everyone was going to ask him about LeBron James. Except now when he shows up, he's the guy. You know, he's the man on this team amongst a bunch of stars. As a matter
he's the center of that team photo you keep seeing.
He is. And so it was a much happier Kyrie Irving, a much happier starting five when they came in to Media Day. So here is John and I getting a few minutes to sit down with Kyrie Irving.
98.5, a Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and I am with my son's favorite Celtics player because he is obsessed with the movie Uncle Drew, which I saw brought him to see this summer. You got to be kind of excited, Kyrie Irving, that the movie did fairly well at the box office.
Yeah.
That's really all you got to say about that?
Yeah, it was good.
See, I thought that was I thought that was quite the intro question, you know, to bring things in, and I guess I failed miserably.
No, you're good. It was a good experience. Okay. It was a great experience. I think that the kids loved it. It was fun to see, you know, multiple characters of past and, you know, the current players and how that mix, you know. It was fun. Okay. It was great.
Well, you lately have been scaring the hell out of Celtics fans because of all of the talk about you possibly wanting to go and leave to go to the Knicks after this is all done and over with. Please.
Which is easy to kind of follow. Yeah, I'm from New Jersey, you know, but it's also just a rumors, which is, you know, it's like the timing. I go from a trade to now going to free agency. Like, oh, who is he getting traded to? And now it's like, where is he going? So it's like, yeah, you know, it's easy to draw that connection in New York City. But honestly, you know, why would I want to leave here?
Right. And also, why would you want to go to the Knicks? Because the Knicks is a horrible organization run by horrible
people. It's like five steps back from where you are now.
I just want to make sure that I did my due diligence because I'm a huge fan of you on the Celtics. Just to make sure that I know that in my I'll always know that I told you how much I hated this organization. James Dolan, have you heard his blues band? It's the worst.
No,
he'd probably make you have to sit down and listen to it.
All the players have to go in for a concert once a month.
Is that a true thing?
No, it's
you made that up. You guys are funny, man. I appreciate you guys.
But it does get crazy. Isn't this the silly season, you know, whenever there's any kind of talk of, you know, in the off season? I guess it's because people crave basketball and news about basketball so much. Is it strange when you hear yourself mentioned in these rumors and you're just sitting there going, nobody knows but me what's happening?
It's not really strange. I think part of it, I've earned it in terms of being one of the top tier players in our league, you know, of, you know, organizations wanted me to be part of it. But honestly, it comes from within, you know, decisions I want to make and what I want to do with my career. And like I said, it's crazy to even think about the amount of talent that we have here, the potential of the future and what we're set up for. I mean, you look at the evolution of what the Celtics have done for the last 5 or 6 years, you know, or even before that, hiring Brad, the draft picks, the trading to Brooklyn. Now it's like we are the epicenter of the team that has space to still go out and get people. It's like crazy to think about it. And why wouldn't you want to be part of that, you know, as being the lead of that?
And on top of that, Kyrie, I mean, you know, last year, I remember we talked to you and you were excited about what was going to happen with the team that was around you. But you got to see these younger guys grow and mature, and now they're that much better. I mean, how excited are you hitting the court with what's kind of a different team than it was this time last year?
I'm immensely excited. I mean, like, this is one for the books, honestly, starting and thinking about the potential of our team and what we can accomplish. Obviously, you know, we're going to have some unrealistic expectations from others outside of, like, what we should look like, what our lineup should look like, who we should be playing, who deserves more minutes, who deserves more shots. And, you know, that's part of it. But, you know, that's a good problem to have when you have too much talent.
Sure.
I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm glad to have some horses with me, you know, some young guys that are ready to commit themselves and do whatever it takes to go after a championship and show them what that looks like. You know, they were this close last year of taking Cleveland to 7 games, you know, without you know, three kind of great pieces. You know, we had Tyus, who was great for us off the bench, and then myself and Gordon, who weren't playing, and then these guys take on the full responsibility of leading our team in the playoffs, and, you know, special to look at, and now it's special to be a part of again.
How you feeling now?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I'm great. I'm happy, man.
You've been testing your body out? You think you're 100% going into the season?
Yes, sir.
How tough was that to write that, shoot off that Instagram post? When, I mean, I remember when we all got it, I think we were at the same place, and we saw it, we're like, oh, I can't believe this. I mean, it was crushing to us, so to you.
Yeah, it sucked, man. It sucked. It was hard. It was hard, but I learned a lot in that time frame because the game is taken away from you, but in this instance, I feel like it was taken away from me for a reason. I had been playing so much basketball. I had done so much with my body of really just testing the limits of playing the Olympics, going from winning a championship to playing the Olympics to playing the season of 2017, going through that, going to the finals again, asking for a trade, getting traded to Boston, playing through Boston, ailing me. Like, it was like so much at the time. It was like, you got to slow down one way or another, and I finally did. You know, the timing wasn't great, but I needed it much so personally for the next few years of my career.
How scary was it? I mean, obviously, no one expects infection to come back in the knee. You thought the knee was taken care of, and then it wasn't. What is the feeling once you sat down again and your future is uncertain?
I wouldn't say the future was uncertain. I think that just being realistic where I was at that present moment, like, my body had been rejecting these screws and this wiring for about a year or two. Doctor said, hey, I'm probably going to have to go in and take these out one way or another. And, you know, would you like to do it in off season? Would you like to do it during the season? Gordon goes down. I'm like, okay, I think I can manage this, you know, for the time being with Gordon being here, Al, JB, JT, getting these guys. Gordon goes down. Now my workload increases. As a competitor, as a great player, I want to relish in that challenge of picking up the responsibility of a player that would be a 20-point scorer for us. How do I do that with this group? I had to figure it out. You know, usually you have a guy that you want to throw it to that you can go, you know, take a possession off. Like, okay, go get us a bucket. Like, go get us a bucket. Now we have five guys as well as five other guys on the bench that are ready to get us a bucket now too, that are more experienced from being at the biggest stage, and it didn't even feel like the biggest stage for them. It didn't even look like they were like just so in awe of like the moment, and they took full advantage of it, and I'm happy for them. So now they've learned a lot.
It's amazing how much more time, I guess, from the tragedy of you and Gordon not playing, like the maturity of Jason Tatum and how much more he was able to play, Terry Rozier and how he was able to grow in his role.
Yep.
Watching them do all of that, what kind of advice were you giving them along the way? Obviously, somebody like you, your advice is very valuable.
Yeah, no, go after it. Go after it. Don't hold anything back. And, you know, you at this point, you're like literally playing with house money. Like, you're good. Like, go out there. There's no one you have to look over your shoulder like, who's coming in for me? Like, go out, be great, and try to accomplish something bigger than yourselves. Like, don't worry about what we're missing or the circumstances or anything like that. That was something that Brad always echoed throughout the season. Like, we're going to figure it out no matter what's going on here.
Yeah.
We had guys in and out of the lineup. At one point, I was playing with, like, I was looking out there. I was like, these aren't the guys that I was like, thought about playing with. You know, I'm like looking around sometimes in the game. I'm like, Danny. You know, because we hit that injury bug bad. Like, just, you know, games being missed. So, you know, it put a lot of pressure on myself, but those guys picked up the slack right away. Terry was unbelievable. He was starting point guard in our league. You know, obviously Marcus coming back the first play. He comes back from a hand injury. He dives on the floor.
It was awesome.
This is like, that's what you want to be a part of. Those are the guys I'm playing with. So,
all right, Kyrie, set the record straight. Where were you game seven? There's been a lot of talk about where.
Oh, I was at home. I was in New Jersey with my dad and my daughter.
Okay.
I had just come back from Miami from getting deviated septum surgery.
Okay.
So I was on, you know, there was no way I should have been on that bench being with some painkillers. I'm like, there's no way I should have been over there like, this game is awesome.
You've been taking. All sorts of doped up.
Oh, man. It was hard. It was, man, that was, oof. Yeah, it was tough to watch.
All right. So, well, then I guess you probably took the loss a little easier, too. You were numbed up.
Okay. I passed right out of there. Yeah.
All right. So, I've always wanted to ask you this. You have my favorite tattoo in the entire NBA, and that is the one of the Friends logo that is on your arm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's players who have skulls, and they've got names and stuff like that.
J.R. Smith is cottage industry to himself. Yeah.
But the Friends logo is so.
The creativity is different.
Yes.
It's so out there. What is the story behind it? It's the for people who haven't seen it, is the logo of the TV show Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes up your whole forearm.
Yeah, not my whole forearm, but it takes up a decent amount of space where It's right there by my wrist.
Okay, there it is.
Okay. You know.
Why is it that? What's the story behind that?
Well, I love the show. I love the show. I'm a fan of all actors in it and how long the franchise was going. I mean, it's just awesome. But me and my best friend Alex, my best friend Josh, we have a great circle. And I was like, hey, like, nobody's even going to think about getting this as a best friend tattoo. Like, nobody's thinking about this. So let's get it. I thought about getting it in the colors.
Yeah.
But it was just, I was like, no, let's just do it regular. And I ended up being on the stage 2015 after getting hurt in the finals. And then it was like everybody saw the Friends tattoo and it was like, whoa, what? He's a Friends fan? I was like, yeah, I'm a Friends fan, man. But, I got my family and friends that I got it with. So.
Did you identify with any of the characters on the show? Was there one in particular?
My favorite character is Joey. I mean, he's just...
Why is that?
Because he's just so loopy, man. He's just like, and he says things that are just like, what are you talking about, Joey? Like, just comes in the screen and just like, here's Joey's line right now. Deliver it. It's like, okay, yeah. Joey's personality just fit very well.
He's loopy, kind of like you on the couch in Game 7 when you're on the painkillers with him.
enjoying it. Turning back from friends in the finals of Game 7. Yeah, go back and forth.
Just trying to find a happy place. Well, Kyrie, we're excited because I saw a picture that you, the quote-unquote starting five, took together, and it's...
Oh, how great do we look?
Dude, it's awesome.
How great do we look? I have to admit.
See if we can find it.
Like, we look great. Taking the picture, you know when you take a great picture and you're like,
You look good.
Like, is JT wearing two arm sleeves?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah, he's got two. And then he's got the leg ones covering up those giant tattoos that he got in his calf.
Did you see the two tattoos? Yeah,
it's like an atomic bomb or something.
Yeah. This is a special team right here. Special five. And I'm happy to be back out here with these guys. I'm staring at the picture because it's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Last year, Gordon, my hair was cut all the way down. I had a low beard. Gordon just came over with the comb over. I was coming off vacation. JB was coming off a big summer, and JT was coming as a rookie.
Yeah.
His first media day last year, and now he's like two sleeves in, tattoos on his legs. Like, I'm ready to, starting three man of the Boston Celtics. You know?
That's right. Awesome. Well, Kyrie, I'm looking forward to the season. I mean, it's going to be, this should be a hell of a ride.
I appreciate it.
Awesome, Kyrie.
Good to see you.
Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Oh, boy. We were a little delirious yesterday. We were sitting around and we were thinking about what we wanted to do on the show today, by the way.
Dan's a little delirious. Let's just kind of throw some of the things out there. Ideas that were thrown out.
Well, had an idea that actually, Amy Lawrence had today. And I don't know if you were being serious, but you were like, let's have because of the Kawhi Leonard laugh thing. Like, what if we did sports laughs? And then today, we weren't going to do it, but then it was just something that was thrown out there.
Now, we've done the weird voice, athlete voice Hall of Fame before.
But then Amy Lawrence was like, in March, we should do that. So that was one.
Okay.
We have an idea that was good that we'll try to execute tonight, and then play tomorrow.
No, we have that. But then I was just like, what if Jim Gray, what if Tom Brady had those Jim Gray interviews? We just made it as if Tom Brady was actually having an interview with Satan.
Yeah, you just lowered Jim Gray's voice.
We just took Jim Gray's voice and made him sound like a demon.
Tom, you're a really good quarterback, Tom. And just no namby-pamby interviews.
Just make it sound like Satan is kissing Tom Brady's ass.
Yeah. And then we kind of went through it and realized that probably wasn't going to do anything.
And it only made me laugh, and I was sitting there because I hadn't slept in a while, and I'm like, in my head, that's a great bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady gets interviewed by Satan.
All right, so I don't remember how this came up.
I think it just came up from the same loopiness, but either way, I think one of us just said, what does this guy's house look like? Like, oh, we were talking because James Stewart was there, and we started talking about Sarge.
That's
and
right.
Came up.
That's right.
Like, where, no, and then we found out like where does Sarge live? And what does Sarge do?
Like, I mean, when Sarge leaves here, like, what happens? Does he just like disintegrate into the air?
This is fascinating, and it's the second you guys came up with this idea, I could not wait to hear it. So, I'm very happy we've arrived at that moment.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's.
It's Sports Hub Crib. Today's episode. Sarge.
It's all good, baby.
So we're doing Cribs, 98.5 the Sports Hub style, and our first home is Sarge.
Yeah, young, broken Nicholas went over to Nicholas with the fake heart.
Nearly dead Nick went over there to go check out Sarge's house, which none of us... Okay, show of hands here in the studio. How many of you knew where he lived? Like, basic area of where he lived?
I just assumed it was Needham.
I thought it was Needham, too. I thought he lived with his parents.
Yeah,
but then Jimmy Stewart said he didn't, but Jimmy Stewart had never been to his place, which I found was interesting. And everyone believed he had roommates.
Okay. So
I don't know what I'm giving away, so I won't say anything more.
Oh, trust me. There's nothing you could say that would give away anything that's coming in the other.
Okay. He lives alone. He does not have roommates. I'll say that. Okay. All right. So here it is. Sarge's Crib.
What is this?
It's Sports Hub Crib. Today's episode, Sarge.
It's all good, baby.
Here's Sarge's... A tour of Sarge's living conditions.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, but you cannot disclose the location.
Are you worried?
Can you imagine if you did?
Which is, I mean, the clamoring outside.
It'd be a hard day's night. I mean, all the girls and all the... Just, it would be chaos. Sarge!
Right.
And then Sarge would hold the baby over the railing and then go.
It would be like Benny Hill, fast motion, him running across the street for the women and then running the other way for the women.
Then you would see a clothesline with panties on it and have to stop and take a whiff. Didn't Benny Hill do that?
I don't remember that.
Probably did.
Are you worried that somebody's going to come here?
I am not giving out the location of the address or anything like that. So that is not to go out there. Period.
We can't say which town you live in?
I can say the town, but I'm not giving the address.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, well, then what's the point of the bet?
You're going to say Sarge lives at 487 Maple Tree Drive. Like, what do you think you're going to do?
You may not give out the location.
You're at the street address.
Because that's what Nick's there for, to have everyone come visit him.
Just look for the big Hulkamania sign shining in neon in the window.
If you do, I'll have the cops after you. But go ahead. How you doing?
Okay, great. I'm
good. Take your shoes off, too. Take your shoes off right now, will you, please?
I'll take off my shoes.
Come on, let's go.
All right. So where do you live? Where are we?
The legend Freddie T and I, we both share the same hood, and Freddie T lives in Sarge's hood.
Sarge. Just say Newton.
All right, we're in Newton, and Sarge is in charge.
What if he said, in honor of the great Mr. Fuji, please take your shoes off before you enter the room?
She's like, dude, just say Newton. I got to go places. Come on.
Take off your shoes. Don't you realize that Mr. Fuji, in his culture, one takes off their shoes before entering one's home?
I take it Mr. Fuji's a wrestler?
Mr. Fuji was a manager, but...
Okay. Yes. No, he was a wrestler, too.
Okay, I just remember him being
Fuji and Saito, great tag team. Okay. Yes.
All right. But in honor of the culture of Mr. Fuji,
yes,
one
understood.
Must remove their shoes before entering the abode.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We're doing a segment called Sarge's Crib, okay?
Sarge Crib, okay. Except okay. Sleep in a bed, though. Not a crib.
So why don't you give me a tour of the place?
Sure. So
let's start with the kitchen.
Yeah, we got the little kitchen here. So, you know, it's like a studio, more or less, down here. But take a look at this, Nick. This may grab your attention. That's from a listener that sent me that.
Can you describe to me?
It's a bag of bones. Check this out. A listener sent this to me. It's some selfies there. They never take off their trousers, but so I don't know what's underneath.
It's not really a crib. I live in a bed. Because you said cribs.
Now check out this. This is going to grab your eye. It's a melon with a hole in it. Someone's taking off their shoes. Is this DA's house? DA all of a sudden showed up with his fingers.
Women that enter may remove your shoes. Ooh, I don't know where they went. The dog must have chewed them.
Chuck this out. It's a pop this bad boy in the microwave.
This is going to grab your attention.
This is a fabulous moolah match from 1982. Get me in a honeydew and tell you that we're all right. Check out this Talon Ziploc bag that I've made. Nick, welcome to the bedroom. This is my girlfriend, old mattress pad.
Call this guy Mr. Fifi.
You know, I never know, old Sarge spent some time in jail. And we get very creative when it came to self-pleasure.
Somebody said, Adam Twill chimes in. A listener sent this to me. It's a restraining order.
It's a pink slip.
This may grab your attention. That's from a listener that sent me that.
Can you describe to me what that is?
That's a coaster. Uh-huh. And it says Sarge and 98.5, the Sports Hub logo right on there. That is from a loyal listener. Got that for me last year for Christmas.
So they're 98.5, the Sports Hub coasters that obviously were made. And it just says Sarge on top of it.
It's just a plain little cardboard coaster.
Now listen, this is going to grab your eye.
Your mind's going to be blown. Like, I mean, you're not going to be able to breathe. It's a coaster with my name on it. It's going to catch your eye. Listen, they might pop out of your head.
Like, look at these cardboard coasters. Don't they catch your eye? Don't worry about what's going on in the locked room.
Don't look in the box.
I heard you're allergic to cats, so I just locked her in there. That's all the scratching and moaning.
By the way, here's
my pit where I lower lotion down.
We're getting requests as to who needs to be on 98.5 Cribs next. A bird. Yeah. They're saying we have to have a bird crib.
Well, birds would be really quick. Here's my bed.
that's why I sleep, and this is where I leave.
Yeah.
It's the door.
Everything else is my parents. All right. We will be back. We have more of Sarge's Cribs.
It's Sports Hub Cribs. Today's episode, Sarge.
It's all good, baby.
We'll find out just how good it is when we return here.
Not a crib.
All right. Don't kill me. All right. Here are the headlines.
I'm
Take
good.
Your shoes off, too. Take your shoes off. Right now. Will you please?
Jerry Rabish.
No. Turn up that music, Ben.
I hate this song.
Then let's do this.
It's Sports Hub Cribs. Today's episode, Sarge.
It's all good, baby.
All right, so we saw Sarge. We've heard from... Okay, so young, sick Nicholas Jamelli went over to Sarge's place for a cribs. He lives alone. He has an apartment in Newton. And so far, all we've gotten to is the kitchen and that a listener for Christmas gave him, in quotations, coasters with 98.5, the Sports Hub coasters with his name on it. There is a prevailing belief that Sarge was gifted them to himself. Yes. But they did indeed catch the eye. So far we've learned very, and you have to take your shoes off before you go in.
Yeah, for some reason, yes, the shoes must come off.
I guarantee you that his couch is covered in plastic.
I am going to, at the conclusion of this segment, I'm going to tweet out the photos. From inside that Nick took of Sarge's place. So you can be able to see the visual to match what you're hearing him speak about here.
All right, so we will continue with Sarge.
Wow, that's great. That's really exciting. What else do you have going on here?
Well, obviously we have the refrigerator and, you know, selective items now that Awaken 180 helped change my life with the diet. So now I know what to eat and what not eat, not to eat. A lot of vegetables, a lot of greens in there.
Oh,
yeah. You got yourself a little plug in there. There you go. Here you go, Sarge.
It's always like, if it wasn't for Awaken 180, I wouldn't have this beautiful one-bedroom apartment.
Well, at least, you know, he's done with the plugs.
Oh, no. Is he like, this is my comb?
No.
Like, Awaken 180's like, thank you so much. This is so wonderful. You know what, Zolak? You're fired. This is all about
you
Sarge.
You got on TNR. You got prime time, baby.
Well, no, you just the idea that Sarge is on it.
Oh, and you have a Kowloon.
Yes, Kowloon Mai Tai Bowl. As you know, you've had quite a few of those at Route 1 in Saugus.
Yep.
Honor to the Wong father.
All right.
There's all...
Plug number two.
What's the over-under, Fred? Seriously, before we're done, he's got two. How much longer is the interview?
The interview is 3 minutes longer.
How many more?
Well, there's going to be another reference to Kowloon because he's going to have a picture of himself with
Andy. There'll be a mirror. He'll say, "There's a mirror in my bathroom where I can look at that luscious head of hair."
He'll talk about his hair, but then he's going to mention Andy Wong at least one more time.
Okay, you think so?
I think the over-under.
Yeah, because there's probably pictures of him in wrestlers and Andy Wong's in all of them.
All right, so you're going to go two more plugs?
I'm going to say he plugs his hair and two more Andy Wong.
I'm going to go. All right, so you say three, I'll say two. Two more plugs, you say three more.
Well, he'll mention the name Andy Wong. I don't know if he'll say Kelly.
Okay, fair enough.
He might mention Andy Wong 100 times.
Yeah, I got some pictures here. That's from Italy. Actually, oh, you'll like this one. Here's a good one. WrestleMania 33 with the Kowloon crew right there.
Yeah, here's me in Italy.
I'm so screwed.
This beautiful Tuscany village. Oh, never mind. Here's WrestleMania 33
with Andy Wong.
Yeah.
Actually, oh, you'll like this one. Here's a good one. WrestleMania 33 with the Kowloon crew right there.
Yeah.
So some good memories there, Nick. This is also right here at the table. This is where Jay, Stu, and I record our weekly wrestling podcast.
Oh, wow. So this is where all the magic happens.
Yes, exactly.
I forgot about that.
But Jay, Stu said he never has been to his place.
Hey, he did say that.
Oh,
he did
just say get caught that in a yesterday. Lie.
Oh, that's there.
Remember, James?
I call shenanigans. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, James said he had never been to his house before.
Yesterday, he'd never been to his place.
Who do you trust? Who do you trust in that battle?
I'm going Jay Stu. Going Jay Stu on that one.
I would bet they do the wrestling podcast here.
You would think so. It would make things so much easier. I don't know.
All Jay Stu.
Maybe he just shoehorned that in just so he could say that he has a wrestling
You
podcast.
Don't say.
Well, Rich, I'm pretty quick on the draw.
I don't mean to. I said two plugs, and that's two in the next 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, you're out.
I'm out.
Check it out at WrestleCast985 on Twitter.
Oh. Let's move to the...
Do you like the pictures hanging up?
Yeah. Let's see. We got...
It's a man cave.
Ew.
Oh, use that term. Don't do that.
It's a man cave means you live with women.
First of all, to get away, you know?
Yeah, it's like, here's where I put all my stuff. No, you live in a lonely apartment. It's a man cave.
It really is.
Yeah.
You have so much wrestling stuff.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. That is signed by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
How many girls have just taken their pants off at that point?
It just said, oh, Sarge.
Wait a second.
Is that Bruno Sammartino?
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, want to come back to my place?
Yeah, okay. Wait a second. Is that signed by Stone Cold Steve Austin? Come here, you big hunk of meat. Can you imagine bringing a girl home to that? I really like wrestling. This isn't creepy at all. Hey, I'm like an 8-year-old.
I feel it's now an appropriate time for me to show you a photo.
Can you imagine bringing a girl home to that? I swear to God, I'm an adult.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. It's not even displayed. It's just scattered about.
He's just got weight belts and he's wrestling.
Oh, that's
belts.
Not true.
Would you like to have sex on the weight belts?
Coffee table.
Yeah, would you like to peruse my coffee table books of wrestling?
So many wrestling belts.
Yeah.
Some big, some small.
Those are the big ones down here. You know about those.
All right, so...
You've held this one before, the U.S. title.
Yep.
Put it over your neck.
I
There you go. Look at that. Style and profile, yep. Baby, huh?
I can't get over how much wrestling you have.
It's crazy, huh?
I know, you have chairs.
I got my autographs here, too. You want to see those? I haven't hung them all up yet.
Sure.
That's signed by Ted DiBiase, the $1 Million Man.
Oh, well, Jesus.
You got to be. You could sell that and basically just retire.
Yeah, I mean, that's just for a rainy day. I'm surprised that's not in a safety deposit box. Ted DiBiase. What did he sign your bill at Applebee's? I can't imagine bringing a girl home. Okay, yeah, I'll come over to your house. Okay, I'll be leaving now.
He's got stacks in his living room. Enough stacks that it would take him about 30 minutes to prepare.
It's like there's no angle that you can turn your head and not see some sort of wrestling memorabilia.
How cool is that?
So cool.
Right here. You know John Cena, right?
Yeah, I've heard the name before.
You
yeah.
can't yeah, see me. Yeah.
That's right.
Get off the remote.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is him when he turns off the lights when someone's over.
Oh, can't yeah, see me.
Yeah. No.
I put a Jay Stu, I can't let you know where I live. I put a pillowcase over your head.
Oh, you can't yeah, see me.
Oh my god! Can't see me.
Yeah.
Can't see me.
See me.
Can't
see me.
All right, here we go.
That's right.
Get off the remote, man, will you? Jeez, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Got my speakers here for my DJ work, as you know. DJ Sarge.
DJ Sarge.
Yep,
okay.
Available.
Very yep. original.
Yep, it's good. And check it out for private work there.
Forgot about that, too.
We got another plug-in.
God. I'm out.
Check it out for private work there. We're booked through pretty much through the middle of next year.
Wow.
So doing pretty well. Now, this one is very unique. Look at this, Nick. From a listener. They sent that to me.
Oh.
Sarge 985 with a microphone, and it's indented in there.
It's a. They sent me a gun with a picture of my face with a target in the mouth.
Hang on. Okay, let me ask you this, Fred. How often do you have listeners just send you stuff
I
like
know.
That?
I wouldn't touch it.
But do you ever?
No, not really.
Okay. John, do you ever?
I've never had
Nick,
that happen.
Do you ever? So how is it that Sarge is getting all this stuff with his name on it, with radio logos on it? How is it Sarge getting that?
Scott from Wrentham, hello.
Why are you doing this?
People want to know about Sarge.
So don't be jealous about his man cave.
I'm not jealous. It's a freak show, dude. This dude shows up at every appearance I'm out. I gave him a ride home one time, and he sat in the front seat, and he just stared at me. And it was like that movie, what was that? Something About Mary, where 8 minute abs, no, seven. Seven's magic.
No.
Right.
All right. Well, did you go into his house? Did
you? I'm telling you, something ain't right. I would never go in.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. He's been in the car with him. We continue. It was personally made. Isn't that pretty nice?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I wish people sent me that type of stuff.
Just hang with me.
So I could throw it away.
Oh, come on. What was it that he got?
It was like, Nick, was it like it's the way you described it, was it like a bronze microphone that had his name embossed
in
it?
Oh, no one gave him that.
No. It was like a plaque that he hung up. It was made out of wood, and then it was a microphone cut out of
metal. Well said. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a plaque that had his name on it?
He can't describe it. It's too complicated.
It's in the photos. I'll pull it up.
Okay. A picture's worth 1,000 words, Nick. I want to be on the radio.
Listeners just don't make people things.
Can you imagine not being able to describe a plaque? It's just one thing with, like, a cutout. He can't say what he saw.
Yeah.
Can't see me.
Yeah. Oh,
we continue.
Oh, come on. That's a great one. Are you kidding me?
And this is the bedroom.
Yes. Yep. So pretty good size, huh?
So how fast did you clean up this area?
I always clean up my area when I am waking up in the morning. Like, I don't want to come home to a messy bed.
Yeah.
Or, as you say, a crib.
So this is the area where...
Two times. Do that joke two times. Mm-hmm.
So this is the area where all the magic happens, right?
Well, yeah, it's been a while.
Oh,
sorry. Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, we got some Sarge business cards.
Yep. Got a new website coming, too.
Come on!
It's got the new website coming.
Business cards that say Sarge on them?
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
And he puts them in a pretty interesting place, too. Nick makes a pretty good observation here.
Now, here's a Sears catalog from 1985 that I've had since a child. My girlfriend's on page 45. She's wearing a pantsuit.
So I see it's, you
it's
know.
Kind of a loft up here. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I see that you go down the stairs, and this is the first thing you see before going down the stairs. Do you hand, when you have girls over, do they take a business card just in case, you know, they want to meet up again?
Yeah, hit me up. There you go.
Yeah.
There's my number.
Well, that's so sweet of you.
Not bad, huh?
All of a sudden, he's Jeter.
Yeah, right. It's the gift basket, except right. It's, you know,
leave
a business
your cell
card.
Phone at, yeah, and your cell phone at the door.
And
no
a side
pictures,
picture of Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, no pictures, please. Leave your cell phone at the door.
Plus, you need the number in case they take any of your merchandise. Then you can come after them legally.
Hunt them down.
It's
that's not a 900 number, is it? No, good. Never mind. Okay.
You have a magic eight ball right here. You have
the Roman Coliseum, yeah.
Magic 8 Ball says,
you can't see me.
Is that what it says?
The Magic 8 Ball will say, as soon as you leave, there will be a Jergens in a sock.
Magic 8 Ball says, ignore the crumpled up pile of Kleenex.
You'll see over here we have our tissue sculpture. Yeah. You might not want to get in those sheets. You might not want to sit on the bed.
So this is the area where all the magic happens, right?
Well, yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's sad. Kleenex. I've had quite the flu. I've been under the weather for the last 20 years. Oh, I can shake it, Dan. You can't seem to shake it. Oh, no, I'm shaking it. I got allergies. I got allergies. 365 days a year. I'm allergic to air. I chew. Sorry.
My allergies flare up three times a day. Sometimes four
during WrestleMania. Excuse me. He's at WrestleMania. Excuse me, I must retreat to the latrine. Sarge needs to loosen things up.
All right, and the bathroom.
Yeah, oh, nice walk-in shower there, Nick. Perfect.
It's a nice shower.
Great shower.
Wow. Too sweet, baby.
That cool?
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Wait. What's a walk-in shower?
It's the same as every other shower on the face of the planet.
What shower do you not walk into?
Yeah. You walk into all showers?
Sorry, wait, as opposed to what, hopping in?
Oh, no, it's just a hose.
In?
No, it's a hose.
Crawling in.
Seriously, I mean, what? It's a walk-in shower.
It's the same as, I mean, and if I heard, my ears didn't deceive me, that's a shower curtain he pulled back, not like a door he opened.
Look, it's a sit-in bathtub.
Yeah. Jesus.
Well, it sounds like Sarge has got a lot going on.
It's Sports Hub Crib. Today's episode, Sarge. It's all good, baby.
Well, I mean, we've already got requests. Everyone wants to see the bird nest. They want to see Wallach's crib.
Oh, you'd be vastly disappointed if you came to my house.
But
not anything like you would hope.
Many people are saying since Scott from Rentham called in, they may need to check out his place.
Well, just give him your phone number and he'll FaceTime you.
Seriously, you get the downstairs tour.
All right, we have to break because we have to get out of this by 9. We'll be back and we can play Rich and Wallach talking to Marcus Smart.
Yeah. You can't see me. Yeah. The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich.